Yeah. You know what? I like the players. No diggity, no doubt. Play on, play up. Play on, play up. Yo, Dre, drop the verse.
All right, welcome back. If you've been listening to our little pod, I'm just a dad in Northern Virginia, stuck at home like everyone else and joined by my 7-year-old son, Logan. I am joining my 7-year-old son on this podcast. We're trying to make the most of this time and documenting our experience. Logan, what's the name of this podcast?
The Logan Podcast.
At least you're consistent, and that may in fact be one of the few things that is consistently consistent in Daddy's life right now. How do you like this music? I know it's been a while since you picked an intro song.
I'm not sure.
Do you like the beat at least?
Maybe.
That's good enough. But you're up next and you'll be able to pick next week's song, so don't you worry, buddy.
Yay!
Well, 5 weeks have passed, so we've just completed 5 weeks of social distancing. Feels like we should win a prize or something, but as things stand, we're only about a third into the self-social distancing period. This could, of course, change, but let's not dwell on that for the moment. Does it feel like it's been 5 weeks, Logan?
Not really.
How long does it feel like it's been for you?
A couple months,
and that is pretty close, so your estimation is correct. Virginia, of course, extended the essential business-only open plan to some point in May. Our stay-at-home order is still in effect until June, so we've got a few more months to go if everything just holds. Anything new or exciting happened for you this week, Logan?
My tooth.
What about your tooth?
It fell out.
How does that feel?
I feel happy.
Why do you feel happy?
Because I lost my tooth by the time when I was eating breakfast.
Does not having a tooth help you when you're eating?
Yes.
How?
Because if it's still wiggly and if you accidentally put that when you're chewing your food, and it goes on your wiggly tooth might hurt, or it may even fall out because of the food going on your wiggly tooth. I've never had a wiggly tooth come out at breakfast time, though.
And you also look a little bit like a hockey player. Can you squeeze more food in there since you don't have so many top teeth?
Maybe.
But you have a hard time biting it, huh?
Yeah.
But you still seem to be eating enough.
But I can still use my other teeth on the other side.
That's true. It's a good skill to have, Logan. I appreciate it.
And I don't usually eat my food on, like, my front teeth. I usually eat them on the sides.
It's a good strategy. Makes sense. So the other big thing for you in terms of just your everyday new normal is Fairfax County Public Schools officially kicked off distance learning this week. How did you feel that went for you?
Good, but right now it's not working because we haven't done it for a couple of days now.
That's true. There were some problems as should have been expected, and your teachers in particular, I think they worked in advance to kind of get things set up, and they tested some things with you all in advance, so we didn't expect a whole lot of challenges. But overall, you know, anytime there's a digital transformation project like this, I do think that hiccups are normal and that there are challenges, both expected and unexpected. And overall, we appreciate FCPS continuing to fight through and appreciate everything happening behind the scenes. So there are just, you know, even teachers, administrators, and staff that we personally know who are doing wonderful, fantastic, dedicated jobs, and others who we don't know personally, but know by reputation. And also just, you can imagine that there's a lot happening right now and a lot of people are working hard to get things right. So a little bit of understanding, I think, is helpful in this time. And I don't expect to be in the majority on this, especially with with Daddy's non-traditional views on education, but I think most of the learning that will take place in the COVID-19 era is experiential. So what that means, Logan, is I think it's an opportunity to just demonstrate adaptability, creativity, resiliency, and most importantly, empathy. Well, do you know what empathy is?
No.
You don't know? Did you learn about it at school?
I think I did, but I forgot.
So maybe this will spark your memory a little bit, but there's a project that your school has that I just absolutely love, and it's called the Positivity Project. It's something in our elementary school's culture that I just really, really appreciate that it's there and that it's such a mindful exercise and just building well-rounded human beings like you guys. There are many great traits and ideas contained within the project, and on a weekly or bi-weekly basis, I see that your teachers and the school tries to highlight individual traits, but there's one trait I think that rises head and shoulders above the rest in terms of just personal importance and also professional importance, but it's called empathy. Does that trigger anything for you?
Not really.
Have you heard any of your teachers talk about empathy?
My guidance teacher.
And what did your guidance teacher say?
I don't know.
Okay. It's okay to not know, I think, as long as you try to live out the value and understand the concept, even if you can't articulate it. But to Daddy, empathy is the ability to put yourself in someone else's shoes. So to understand that people experience things in different ways, that people have different situations, and that generally we should do our best to try to see things from as many different perspectives, because that allows us to better understand and also accommodate what others are feeling and experiencing. Does that make sense to you?
No.
So what do you think it means to show someone empathy?
I don't know.
What about, how would you experience something that someone else is experiencing?
What?
How can you understand what someone else is feeling or going through?
By their actions.
By their actions? But is there anything you can do to better understand what someone else is feeling or to put yourself in their situation?
If you felt that feeling or whatever they're doing before.
That's right. So if you felt that before, or if you can think about a situation where you were in a similar state or with a similar experience, then you can better understand how they're feeling right now. Correct?
Yes.
And that's something I think we all need to do on a more regular basis. And of course, we all sometimes fail, but I think there's a lot to be said for trying our best to understand and show others kindness, to show ourselves kindness. But of course, we don't want to be pushovers either. So this is actually the most difficult to do when dealing with people who themselves don't have much empathy. But again, we just all have to adapt. Is there anything else you want to talk about, Logan? Anything new?
No.
What about your new hairstyle?
Okay.
What kind of hairstyle are you rocking?
A pom-pom.
What's a pom-pom?
I call it a pom-pom, but Dad says it's a ponytail.
Yeah, it is a ponytail. It's pretty neat, man. I think you're doing the COVID-19 hairstyle right. You look a bit like a hipster. Do you know what a hipster is?
No, but Lex tries to touch the top of it because it's puffy.
That's true. It does seem very interesting to touch. I know the people listening can't see your little ponytail or pom-pom, as you call it, but it is very tempting. I also like tapping it. So you don't know what a hipster is, right?
No.
I think you look pretty cool like a hipster, but I think it's cool. But if Daddy had to describe what a hipster is someone who thinks they're cool but really isn't. At the same time, I guess there's a base level of coolness you even need to be considered uncool. So I don't even think I qualify for that. So Daddy's not a hipster, but maybe maybe you are one.
Do some people think hipsters is someone who wears sunglasses and thinks they're cool?
Sort of, and usually they have a beard.
How come?
I don't really understand it myself, but there's a beard mustache thing going on. And sometimes a ponytail, so if you can picture that. I'm just joking. We all got to do what we got to do. So this week we have another guest. Logan, you excited?
Yes.
A friend of yours, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll get started. Let's dial him up.
Hi, Kareem. Welcome to the podcast. Can you introduce yourself?
My name is Kareem, and I go to elementary school, and I'm 7.
So you both are in the first grade together?
Yeah.
Do you guys remember how you met each other?
Soccer?
Logan, do you think it was soccer or?
I was thinking of soccer too.
You were thinking of soccer? Actually, from what I remember, you may have met each other in kindergarten orientation or even pre-kindergarten orientation. So anyway, you guys go a way long ways back for 7-year-olds.
What have you been doing?
Hiking a lot, watching TV, eating a lot of candy.
Kareem, we heard you just mastered some bike jumps. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. Going off a ramp and going off like the curb. Sometimes we make a course with the street and our ramp that we bought.
Oh, nice. How did you finance your ramp? I heard there's an interesting story there.
It was one of my mom's holidays, Persian New Year, and one of my family members gave us Amazon cards and we bought the ramp with.
Oh, awesome. So next year around Persian New Year, I'll roll around and be like, Kareem, I need a bike ramp. I hear you got some money. So how high do you think you're jumping off the ramps, Kareem?
About the ramp size on another ramp, 10.
10 inches is pretty high. So we'll have to take a look sometime when this is all over.
Yeah.
How are you doing with your brother?
Okay.
Mean by okay.
Like, mostly fighting, but more playing video games together.
Wow. I feel like I'm looking at a mirror image of what's happening in this house. So literally, you couldn't have said it any more precisely than that. Yeah. Do you like having a brother, Kareem?
Yes.
If you had to say, how much of the time do you think you spend fighting and how much of the time do you think you spend playing video games? How does that break down?
Like half of the day playing video games and about a two quarters fighting.
That does add up to one. That's pretty good math. I bet your mom feels a little differently about that breakdown, but your math is on point.
How has online learning been for you?
Good. We had no Zooms.
So you got your wish. I guess that's what was happening.
We did Ring Fit on our Switch, or we can do outside biking. And we did reading and writing and art and math.
Do you miss anything about school?
Yes.
What?
That we don't really get to see that many people, and we don't get to go outside for long.
We heard you have a new tag game called Infection. Do you want to tell us about that?
So it's kind of like tag. So there's a tagger, and if the tagger tags you, you're the tagger with them. And once there's one person left, the one person tags, they win.
Oh. And do you need to stay away from the person you're trying to tag?
Yes.
How do you know that you've tagged them?
You have to stay 6 feet away. If you're 6 feet away, you tag them, and then they're with you to tag the other people.
It sounds like an interesting game and very relevant to what's happening around us. So glad you're exercising, you and your brother are using your brains, and that you're able to create some fun out of this. Pretty neat, huh, Logan?
The game seems similar to one of the games we play at soccer.
What game is that?
I forgot the name of it, but there's one of these jerseys and you have to put it behind your back and then it just stays there, and then the tagger comes and he tries to pull the jersey off.
Oh.
It's like the exact same thing with that, but you don't have to pull the jersey out.
Oh. Do you boys miss soccer practice?
Yes, but sometimes we do baseball, and I'm more focused on baseball than soccer.
Why do you like baseball more than soccer?
Because it's easier.
It's easier? Does that mean you're better at it?
Yes.
I think you're just as good at soccer, Kareem. So maybe you'll have one day, maybe you'll have to pick one, but probably not just yet.
I do baseball in the spring and soccer in the fall.
So this would be baseball season.
Yeah.
What position do you play, Kareem?
I don't know.
But you just play baseball? That's good. You're a flexible utility player. You can play anywhere. It's good stuff.
I haven't really done the pitching because I'm only in single A, and you don't get to pitch in single A.
Mm-hmm.
Only in double A, triple A.
Well, look forward to you becoming a double A and triple A player and starting to play all those different spots. We also heard that there's a future haircut experiment you're working on. What's that about?
That I'm gonna buzz my hair on the sides and the back so my hair is shorter, because my hair is long and we can't go to our haircut place. So we're gonna buzz our hairs.
That sounds good, Kareem. And, you know, as you see, Logan's also doing his own sort of unique hairstyle, too. But maybe he'll buzz his hair and you guys can have the same haircut. Is there anything else you boys want to either say to each other or say to anyone who's listening to this podcast?
No.
No? How about you, Logan?
No.
Yep, that sounds about right. That's what I expect when two first grade boys talk to one another.
Thank you for being on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for...
You're welcome.
Thanks for joining us, Kareem. And thank your mom for us as well. We really appreciate everything she's doing to make everyone in the school community feel together and connected. We're just really grateful to your mom for that. We'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.
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 All right. That was our third guest on the podcast.
And how did you feel about how that went, Logan?
Good.
Why did it go good? I mean, why did it go well?
Because it was fun.
Did you enjoy talking to Kareem?
Yes.
Do you generally enjoy interviewing people?
Maybe.
What did you like about this interview?
That, I forgot.
You forgot? It just happened.
Yeah, I still forgot. Because you edited it, so then I had to go upstairs and wait until you were finished.
That's true. You're letting people know what happens behind the scenes. Well done. Who else should we ask to be on the podcast? What other guests would you be interested in speaking to?
Maybe some of my friends in my class.
Some of your friends in your class. Anyone else around our town or city?
Some more of my soccer friends.
Oh, I see. Well, we'll figure that out, but I'm glad you like talking to Kareem. Is there anything else you want to share or say?
No.
All right, that sounds good. Let's end it here, buddy, and maybe go outside. And I must say, I rather like our little ending sequence, and the phrases seem so simple and yet so complicated to pull off in our current situation. So here we go. Stay safe, stay sane.
And wash your hands. Bye-bye. No diggity.
No doubt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? Mm-hmm. I like the play. Mm-hmm. No diggity. No doubt. Play on, play it. Play on, play it. Mm-hmm. Yo, Dre, drop the verse. Ooh.
It's going down, fate's a black streak. The homies got at me, collab creations. Bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as